Well, Sunday morning, we're going to gather at Druid Hill Park at the Columbus statue, and we're going to have a 5K timed run, and we're going to have a 2-mile walk. We're going to have a kid zone, which is going to be there for all the kids to come and enjoy themselves. We'll have a booth set up that's called Know It, Fight It, End It, and that's our theme in terms of pancreatic cancer. We want to know it. You have to know it before you can fight it and end it. There's a lot of research that's going on towards that direction right now. We've done a lot in terms of advocating with Congress to get a Recalcitrant Cancer Act passed, and that was one of 153 bills passed out of 10,500 submitted last year.
You lost your wife to pancreatic cancer?
I did, 8 years ago, and actually the walk was started in her memory. It was called the Walk for Tess, and it was up in Bel Air for the first 3 years, and then we moved to Oregon Ridge for 4 years. Now there are, and my walk wasn't the one that started it all, but there are 52 Purple Strides held all across the country. The Pancreatic Cancer Action Network has grown quite large over the 10 years or so that I've been involved.
How many runners are you expecting, and can you still register on Sunday?
You can still register on Sunday. We're expecting about 1,100 participants, 1,100 to 1,200, somewhere in that range. So people can still register. Registration will open at 7 o'clock. There will be opening ceremonies at 8 o'clock, and the run and walk will start at 8:30.
Okay, and how much do you want to raise, or is there a goal?
Well, our goal was $205,000 this year. We're right at about $135,000, so we really have got to push in the next couple of days to get the money there.
I know you have Jack Andrucka, the high school student who has developed and is getting it tested, an over-the-counter test for to detect pancreatic cancer and other types of cancers. You've got some great research going on at Hopkins, part of the Friends of Ron Smith and Ron Smith Fellowship. When you hear about all the research, do you get some hope out of it?
We do. It's one of those things that it's been very slow, and the reason for that has been that there hasn't been enough research money allocated for pancreatic cancer research. Researchers will not come out of school owing as much money as they do and go into a field that they think they're not going to be able to continue in. So things like we're doing with Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, we've right now have probably 5 researchers at Hopkins that are funded by Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, as well as Ron Smith, the things that you're doing there. So that's what we need to do. We need to keep pushing that through. We advocate every year on Capitol Hill with our senators and congresspeople. Last year we had 600 people there advocating for research funding for pancreatic cancer.
And the folks at Hopkins tell me the federal funding has declined. I mean, shutdown or no shutdown, it's declined over the years.
It has. So what we try to do is at least get National Institute of Cancer not to reduce the amount. And that's a tough battle. You know, the money isn't there. So that's why events like this and what June Smith is doing are very important to fund researchers so that they will go into the field of researching pancreatic cancer.